Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Walk, Don't Run, 64. That's pretty sure that's the name of that song. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out when you get a chance. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. The Security Advocate is his title, thesecurityadvocate.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. He is the VP of Soho Solutions, an attorney, and how many letters after your name in cybersecurity? 29 or 30 letters after your name now?
Too many letters.
He has all the credentials, folks, that which qualifies him to be able to say what he says, and we listen when he says it about anything to do with cybersecurity. You announced to us in the last segment, you reported on this new CISA program, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, that President Trump signed into law that replaced the national NPPD, right?
National Protection and Programs Directorate.
There you go, that one. And replace that, raise it to a new stature. Will it have its own budget?
So far, yes, it should. But I noticed specifically at the very end of the legislation, it literally ended with no new funds are being allocated for this.
Wow.
So
wait to not get serious about cybersecurity, Congress.
Yeah, I think it was Section 5, as I'll quote it to you. Section 5, no additional funds are authorized to carry out this bill's requirements, unquote.
Well, let me tell you something, Scott. I am an old greenback. I'm a grizzled old Army officer. I believe in our military. I want to have a strong military, and so you know I'm not a neocon, but I do believe in peace through strength. I do believe that, but I also at the same time believe that our next war will not be fought with bullets. And I mean our next one. I mean the very next one won't be with bullets. It'll be with ones and zeros. It'll be with ones and zeros. And maybe quids. Quibbits. Maybe quibbits. That's quantum. That's quantum, folks.
Yeah, that's quantum computing. But that's the thing. A lot of the question here is also what's the sort of, if you will, cyber-physical interface. Because, okay, it isn't fraught with bullets. You're still going to target physical things.
That's
so
right.
Let's say, for example, we have ships going into battle or we have infrastructure elements. One reason you see such an infrastructure emphasis here is because those are massive targets.
Mm-hmm.
What if as part of the attack they want to shut down power grids make in a giant city in the middle of rush hour, all of a sudden every traffic light turns green at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
This almost sounds like something out of a bad comedy, but in real life, what a disaster that would be.
Well, as you know, I envision something like that, Scott, and the scenario, it wouldn't take a lot to imagine the scenario being existential.
There are an awful lot of things that can go wrong, and because systems by nature are connected, while we're not necessarily looking at Skynet from the Terminator movies just yet, even if there's a human attacker, if Putin, our new best pal across the ocean, decides he wants to target our infrastructure, they're probably inside it to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with President Xi's forces. They're probably in there to a large extent. Yes, there's some very smart people trying to keep them out, but as we've talked about,
so you think the bad guys who could take us down are probably already in our infrastructure?
To an extent, absolutely. It's just a question of how much and, in effect, how boxed off they are. There's a concept in security known as network segmentation, which is basically breaking things into pieces. Think of it like a submarine.
Is that like what we used to call partitions?
kind of. It's not exactly like partitioning a drive where you're just sort of putting it in two different parts.
Right.
It's literally, in a virtual sense, walling something off. So say that part of the submarine hits a coral reef, gets punctured, starts to leak. It doesn't flood the entire boat.
They've got cavities they can close off, yeah.
Exactly. That's the concept. You know, to what degree is it actually working? Because, you know, that's the thing. With any security technology, I'd love to say, hey, this makes you completely secure, but I'd be lying to you in that way.
So is it possible? Is it possible that they're in there and we not only know it, we know where they are? Is it possible that we even let them in so we could kind of keep, you know, what is it they say? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
See, that's very insightful of you, Jim. Yes, it is. And there are actually also security technologies based on that. There's something specifically called a honeypot, where you basically create something within a network that looks like an attractive and not terribly well-defended target. And in effect, what you do is when the attacker comes in and goes after that, you can monitor them. It basically lets them know, oh, okay, someone's in here who shouldn't be. Let's keep an eye on them. And that's just a way to do it. And that's the thing. It's actually, in a way, it's good to know where they are because it's much easier to defend them if you know them. I don't doubt that a fair number of these things are actually being observed by our forces. The question is, to what extent they're being observed, to what extent they aren't being seen.
If we allowed them in, or if they got in, then we probably know how to follow them home too.
Very likely. And mind you, to what extent we have offensive capabilities over there, that I can't tell you. I don't think anyone who would actually know what the answer is to that would ever tell you.
This is a 21st century variation on nuclear MAD, mutually assured destruction, that we had in the 20th century.
Well, hopefully it wouldn't blow up cities, it certainly would cause some problems.
Could be, yeah. Hold on to that thought. Tintail, right back with our good friend Scott Arno at thesecurityadvocate.com. This is what's up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.